That act is unacceptable. It's an abomination. It has happened, but we are not going to take it as women organization. It's really very, very wrong. First of all, this is an innocent girl who is still school going, and at her age, I expect her to be at school. And according to what I have learned, it's like the parents, because of their affinity for money, they wanted to give her to a man of which she's not in love with. But this girl, because she wanted maybe to continue with her education, and also because this man was not a man of her choice, she refused. And I believe she was right, because this thing of marriage, you cannot force somebody. It has to come from somebody. It is a choice, but not somebody, your parents, to choose for you. I really, at this age, I don't think if it's right for parents to be forcing their daughters into marriage. And yet the government has already launched a campaign against the girl, early girl child marriage. I don't know why people are not respecting that. So it's high time that parents learn and they stop using their daughters as ways of getting wealth, because this is not right. Now look at what they have done to the innocent girl. She has lost her life, which is very wrong.
What could be some of the contributing factor making parents to force their daughters into marriage at early stage or early age?
For me, I think one of it is the culture, because according to the traditional culture, they believe that when a girl reaches the age of 15 or even 14, so long as she has started menstruating, they expect her to get married, and which is not right. And also, secondly, poverty, because maybe of the crisis in the country, most of these parents, they look at their daughters as source of wealth. When they have nothing, they think of selling off their daughters to be married by rich men, which is not right. The girl's place is not marriage, but the girl's place is to be at school, not to be a housewife. This is what parents should really take seriously, not to use their daughters as way of making wealth or becoming rich.
How can such practices be brought to an end? How can it be stopped?
For me, I think one of the things is that the government should come up with strong laws that will regulate the payment of this bride wealth. Because now among some tribes, they pay a lot of heads of cattle. And this is what is making people to send their daughters at early age to get married. And also, this high bride price is the root cause of cattle rustling, which is ongoing in other places in South Sudan. So I really urge the government to set some strong laws that will regulate the payment of bride price, because this high bride price is really not right, because everybody wants to get rich at the expense of their daughters, which is not right. And also, I call upon other partners who are working on women's rights issues, they should carry a lot of awareness to the citizens, so that they get to know the disadvantages and also the advantages of sending these girls to school other than marrying them at early age.
Lastly, any additional message or advice you like to add to what you have just been saying?
My advice is that to everybody, every citizen of South Sudan, I would like to say that, especially to the parents, let them not use their daughters as ways of getting money. And I want to encourage all girls out there, if such things are happening to them, let them not keep quiet. Let them break that silence and report to the authorities, like the Ministry of Gender and Social Welfare is there, both at national and state level. And also there are other organizations that can help, organizations like Voice for Change, organizations like Steward Women, South Sudan Law Society, and others.